just the joy and love that I've got for the game is huge. I want as many people to play the game and feel that love and joy that it gives to me. I want everyone to experience that and feel that because it's just so special.
I don't think people fully understand how amazing the netball community is. It's like one big family, and the more people we can add to it, the more people understand how just amazing and caring every single person inside that community is, the better this place is going to be.
So many good things have happened from netball. There's just so many different parts to me, and netball's a major part in my life. Netball has just allowed me to like build that confidence, speak to different kind of people, and just believe in my ability as well.
I'm massively proud in looking back and seeing what I've been able to achieve and the support I've had from people. I'm really grateful and I'm really proud to be able to be sitting here today with the memories that I've been able to have made from the game.
When you meet resistance, and I have met resistance before in my life, being a men's netball player, being a male netball player, you need to push through that. And just having that experience from the netball court has allowed me to do that in loads of other aspects of my life.
Because of netball, I am confident, loving life, just grateful in general.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk. 2023 was quite a year. Been lots of special events and occasions and stories for England netball in particular. And joining us is the CEO, Fran Connolly. Fran, really an amazing year, and it'd be wrong of us not to start on that Netball World Cup silver.
Hi, Andy. Lovely to be back on the show. Yeah, I think we probably can't fail to start on the World Cup silver, but it has been a spectacular year across the sport, across every element, really, from grassroots all the way up to the global stage and the roses. But yes, going back to Cape Town, it seems like ages ago now, but it absolutely, as always, with major events, is a catalyst for growth across the whole sport. And I was just so thrilled for Jess and the whole team that they were able to recover from the heartbreak of Birmingham just 12 months before and show the world just what they're capable of. They went to Cape Town determined to make history, and they did just that. So that win, that spectacular win that no one will ever forget, I'm sure, about against the Aussies on that Thursday that led into that semi-final against New Zealand. I certainly will be looking back on that memory fondly over the Christmas period.
Are we allowed to say that for some of us it's still on our skybox? No, probably not.
Of course. Watch the repeats as many times as you can.
Brilliant. What was South Africa like for you?
Yeah, South Africa was a fantastic event. It's always a great event to get all the countries together off the court as well to talk about the growth of the game, what we're going to do in the years ahead to really drive our sport forward. But in terms of South Africa itself, it acted as a real catalyst for impact back in the UK. So we had so many fans that travelled over to Cape Town, but equally there were so many that tuned in at home. There was 5.6 million viewers watched on TV across the UK. That just really shows the appetite for our sport. And what that then does post the event is it drives the participation. It drives participation both in people taking to court to play the sport and take up the sport for the first time, but it also in spectatorship, it drives people to turn up to events. And we've really seen that impact play out throughout the year. And the grassroots side of the game is something I think we'll look back in 2023 and again feel really proud of, because it was only a year before that we were labelled as alongside snow sports, as the sport most impacted by the pandemic. So we had such a significant drop in participation during that time because we were close contact in indoor sport. So to see those figures republished this year, and again, driven more so by the fantastic successes on the court of the World Cup. But we have now gone back to the largest participation sport for women, just losing out to football at those younger age groups. But it means that 3 million people are now taking to court up and down the country every year to play netball. And over 850,000 are playing on a weekly basis. And we probably don't shout about this enough, but that puts us as the third largest team sport overall. That's when you combine both men and women's participation. We are the third largest team sport at the moment in England. So there's football, there's cricket, and then there's netball, despite us not having a male side of the game that's been in place for more than a couple of years. So that's something that we should all feel tremendously proud of and should be celebrating as we go into the festive period.
We saw the results of the IMG report as well. Deep breath now.
Yeah.
Interest in participation soared 269% higher. Digital growth and mentions were over 3.6 million. Players adding to that obviously included Helen leading the way with around about 20 million. And for Nike and Vitality as well, the awareness was probably up about 492%. I'm sure I've got those wrong somewhere, but figures like that.
It's huge for our sport. Digital is the way that people are consuming our sport at the moment. So it's so important that we put out content, whether that's us as a governing body, whether that's World Netball, or whether that's the athletes themselves, that we put out content that people want to consume. And there's such an interest in the incredible role models and ambassadors that are within our sport. So people like Helen have a fantastic following because people are genuinely interested in what she does on and beyond the court. And the same across all of the players in the team. So to drive that digital traffic just means that we reach communities that we wouldn't reach alone. So it's great for our sport. And within that, 150,000 people accessed the Session Finder on the England Netball website immediately after that World Cup to look for places to play through our plethora of programmes like Back to Netball, Walking Netball. So I think it really shows and provides evidence that visibility on the international stage breeds growth across the whole of the game. And it is so important for our sport that we capture every opportunity to raise the visibility.
I spoke to Tamsin on 2023, and one of the topics that we mentioned was the world rankings, England finishing third. You got to be satisfied with that.
Well, I'd say we're sort of satisfied, but, you know, we're always striving to better that position. The team are determined to break into that, not just that second place position. We have, in terms of points, we've closed that gap on New Zealand. But in terms of pushing out, you know, our ambition as a sport is to make it to number one in the world. And you saw through the fantastic performances in the summer that we're really not far away. We're putting in place a real growth program around our domestic game with the professionalisation plans that we've got in place. And we're confident that in the not too distant future, we'll be a regular feature in those finals and fighting hard for that gold medal. And when we get that, we really will hope and expect to be at that number one position in the world rankings.
As fans, though, we must be really, really delighted to see that Jess has got another 4 years. Building on that success, and obviously, how do you feel about having Jess on board for another 4 years?
Oh, thrilled that Jess is staying with us for the next cycle. I think we've had some great successes. She's built alongside Sonia and Liana, have built a really special group of athletes and a really, really special culture within that Roses programme. But it is absolutely only the start. I think you will have seen in the most recent series against New Zealand, the Fast Five series and the South Africa series that concluded just a couple of weeks ago, we've got some brilliant, fresh, young talent that Jess and the team have brought through and into the programme. And I don't think we've yet seen the best of them. I think the next couple of years, and certainly as we build up to go and do one better in 2027 in Australia and get that gold medal, I think there's some fantastic athletes and talent that we'll see exposed on the global stage, and I'm sure will be hugely successful when they come back in that World Cup in 4 years' time.
And a word on your namesake as well, Fran Williams. She's really taken that captaincy role on really well, hasn't she?
Absolutely. I mean, Fran, we've known Fran's been a leader for some time. She's been a leader domestically in Super League, but on the international stage, even within that Roses programme, before she was awarded the captaincy, you could see that she was a leader within that athlete group. And I'm thrilled for Fran. I'm thrilled around her success both on and beyond the court, and I'm sure she'll continue to lead us to success in the future.
How do you think next year will go leading into 2025?
Well, firstly, Andy, I guess it's so important for us to grow that netball family across the whole of England. And we have had the ambition for some time to take internationals pre-COVID, to take internationals to new locations, and we're really happy to be able to go with Nations Cup in January to take that competition up to Leeds. We've had tremendous success in recent test series in Manchester and in Nottingham, so, and as well the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham saw 150,000 fans pack into those couple of weeks up there. So we are definitely seeing a growth in audience across every region in the country. And it's incumbent upon us as an NGB to make sure that we deliver to our members. We want them to feel closer to the athletes and to the sport. So we need to take the sport to them. So, yes, the most recent test series a couple of weeks ago, the South Africa series, became our highest selling three match test series. I think it was just over 19,000 tickets in total that were sold for that series. That shows the appetite. We had nearly 8,000 fans pack into the AO Arena in Manchester on a Tuesday, dark winter's night. So that just shows that there is a real interest in consuming our sport. So I guess going forward, we'll continue to do that. We're thrilled to be moving back to Wembley. It's the first time we've been at Wembley in a good couple of years when we take the Nations Cup there. And we'll see further announcements about us moving to other locations as well. And as we do that and grow the international product, that helps grow the followership at a local level for our domestic teams and our Super League teams. And that's so important. You will have seen the announcement about our professionalisation plans and our ambition to build the most competitive, commercially vibrant and captivating netball league in the world. And we are now partway through that process for the relaunch of NSL 2.0 in 2025. And we have a clear roadmap to professionalise the sport over the next 10 years. And part of that roadmap is moving into those bigger arenas, not just internationally, but domestically for Super League clubs as well. A couple of them over the last couple of seasons have taken that leap for one or two of their matches. And we want to see more of that as we go forward so we can welcome more fans in to watch the fantastic product that we have as netball. So really excited and lots more to come. There'll be lots more announcements about NSL as we journey through the 2024 season as well.
Can't wait. I don't really want to ask you this, but people are always going to have a view on Rose's tickets being too high. But in some element as well, though, we need it to be at a certain level if we're going to turn it into an even more attractive product.
Yeah, we do. And I think what we do, Andy, is we really pride ourselves in delivering not just a brilliant on-court performance, but a brilliant off-court performance as well. We've worked really hard over the last couple of years to make sure that our events provide entertainment experiences. So the minute you step into the arena, there's a whole plethora of things that you can access, that you can opportunities that you can tap into. And we hope this presentation has taken a step up in the recent test series against South Africa. We brought on board a new sports presentation company. And I think they just took our sport to another level. If anyone joined us in Nottingham, they will have seen the spectacular show that happened almost before the Roses even took to court. And the engagement with fans throughout the matches stepped up to another level as well. And we're constantly looking at those gradings of our spectator experience. And for the last year, they've been tracking and grading at a what we call a net promoter score, which is like a satisfaction score of in the 90s. And that's an industry recognition of being world class. So we really pride ourselves in making sure we provide that best experience, because we can only justify ticket prices if we work hard on that. And we want families to come together. We want friends. We want clubs to come together and have a brilliant weekend at the netball. And over the next couple of years, you'll see us building new innovations to that event experience to continue to provide top sporting events to our netball family.
Hiya, it's Fran Williams here.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk, back with Fran Connolly, the CEO from England Netball. Fran, let's look at Netball Her. How's that continued to go since its launch? And it's really the useful resource that everybody needs, really.
Oh, it absolutely is, Andy. I can't believe it was the end of March this year where we launched Netball Her to 3 million viewers on the BBC, The One Show. And I think at that point in time, we could only dream about how big this initiative could become. It is now absolutely an industry-leading education programme that empowers and educates women and girls about their bodies. And we're really proud of the progress across this short period of time. So we've continued to build out all of the materials on the website to make sure that women and girls have access to crucial education at every stage and at every life stage. We've added a number more modules on that website. Netball Her, also outside of that website, we provided a new learning offer both to our internal staff and out to our members. So our clubs and our leagues are really benefiting now from crucial education in areas where previously women and girls have been woefully uneducated. We partnered and collaborated with Nike to raise awareness of breast health and the importance of sports bra fitting through the summer at the World Cup. And we were so pleased to be able to donate over 522 sports bras to the Roses First Netball Clubs across the country as part of that collaboration and in recognition for every goal that was scored by the Roses at the World Cup. And I think the other thing that Netball Her has allowed us to do is really open conversations with government directly about the need to lobby and champion for full system change. Only 6% of sports science research is conducted on women and girls, and therefore the systems that to date have been developed here in the UK have been predominantly modelled around men and male bodies. And that's something we feel passionate about. We want every sporting system that a netballer comes into contact with to understand her and understand her body. So we've presented Netball Her internally to government. We've sat on panels now. We're a regular feature in Westminster talking about this, everything from puberty to pre and postnatal through to menopause. Are topics that we care about, and we're going to continue using our voice over the next year to champion this cause and to support our netball family beyond the court as well as on the court.
Quick word on the partnership with EMNA, and we've seen through the men's and mixed nationals this year more and more teams playing and taking part. And while the sport is predominantly female, we also can't ignore males that want to take part as well.
Oh, absolutely. We're really proud of our partnership with EMNA. We're really grateful to EMNA for all the support they showed to the female side of the game as well. You know, they are regular features. The Thorns are regular features in training camps for the Roses, yeah. And they've made great strides. But outside of the international game, we are seeing that men and boys game flourish in the UK. We're seeing great growth. We're seeing the emergence of new clubs pop up. And we're also seeing the players and the fans within those clubs transition into the female side of the game and come out, turn out and watch their local Super League teams and support their local league teams. So it's a really mutual beneficial partnerships. And we actually got together as a senior leadership team. We got together with senior leaders within EMNA just last month to take stock. It's been a couple of years since we formed the partnership. So we were reflecting on the progress to date from both parties, and we were busy heads down planning the future, how we can support each other further, how we can both work together to take the game to new heights. So it's a partnership that, as I said, we're hugely proud of, and I think we'll only go from strength to strength in the future.
January is going to be special. Those games, the Australia, New Zealand and Uganda as well, they're going to be taking place in Leeds and Wembley Arena. Tickets online at englandnetball.co.uk now. And I'd suggest that this is exactly the kind of opposition that we need to see, that we need to be playing.
It definitely is. And look, we're thrilled to be hosting Australia, New Zealand and Uganda. I think it will be a brilliant competition. I think it will be a really well-fought battle on the court. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been seeing the squads announced from each of the nations. We've been watching the excitement build, and already tickets are absolutely flying out the door for those fixtures. So if anyone hasn't got the tickets, I'd encourage them to get in there quick. But it definitely promises to be a great way to start 2024. And again, a great opportunity to shine a spotlight on our sport and continue to grow that visibility and grow the growth across the whole game. So we're hugely excited about January. Can't wait to get back and get going.
And there really is no excuse not to be involved in 2024, isn't there? Something for everybody online. Postcode checker on englandnetball.co.uk. Maybe if you haven't played for a while, or be netball for the younger members of your family, what's going on?
Yeah, definitely. We know that the January period post piling on those mince pie pounds is the time that potential netballers hit the website and look for opportunities to play, or people that aren't interested in netball are seeking opportunities to exercise and get active. So we will have a whole session finder full of programs. So whether you're 5 or 95, there'll be something that you can get involved in every location across the country. So hit that session finder, as you said, pop in your postcode and find a session near you.
How do you imagine 2024 go?
2024, I have no doubt, is going to be another bumper year, Andy, for our sport. As I said, the momentum and the acceleration of growth has really come back post the pandemic. And it feels like 2024, as we build to that relaunch of the Super League in 2025, is going to be something special. We'll get it off to a brilliant start with the Nations Cup in Wembley and Leeds in January. February, we're nearly at sellouts. There's only a couple of tickets left for that season opener in Super League. And the clubs have worked really hard to offer a great programme of fixtures throughout that Super League season. And some are already reporting sellouts for some of those. So I'm sure we'll have a brilliant Super League season next year. At grassroots level, we'll make sure our session finder is packed throughout the year with opportunities to play. And then as we get to the end of the year, there are definitely some more announcements that we're keeping up our sleeves at this point, but that we're excited to share with the netball family as we journey through the next 12 months or so. So definitely some more things we hope will be welcomed and opportunities to celebrate.
And I always give the CEOs a chance to say thanks to their team, really.
Yeah, and we just do. In netball, we have such a special team. We have so many people, both within the organisation as staff and within the netball family, that really is a family, that support this sport. And we wouldn't be here, and the Roses wouldn't have been powered to that silver medal in the summer if it wasn't for them. They give up countless hours, whether they're staff or volunteers across the community, to promote, to deliver and provide opportunities for people to access the sport. And I'm really proud of the efforts that they make, and I'm really grateful for all of their continued hard work. So I am absolutely saying a big thank you.
Fran, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Andy. Lovely to catch up with you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.